right, gang, it is the Conway and Whitman Show backstage at the Grammys, being brought to you by Michael Clayton. Yeah, go out and buy Michael Clayton. Comes out on DVD February 19th, everybody.
Yes.
All right, the creator of the Pussycat Dolls is with us, Rob and Anta. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Look at you.
I can't believe that I'm on your show. I listen to you guys every single day.
Holy Christ.
Can you believe it? Forever.
Is that right?
Now,
yeah,
you're just saying that.
No,
right?
I swear, 97.1 is like, it's the number one on my
yes.
button.
Yes.
You guys, I know your whole show.
Wait, you know the whole...
I know it all. I listen to Tom Likas. I listen to you guys. I listen to the whole thing.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So you created Pussycat Dolls.
Wow.
Now, yeah. I also heard from that Carrie Kasem almost became a Pussycat Doll.
Oh, she was... she auditioned the first season. Now we're on to the second season. But
right.
She auditioned the first season, and she was really hot, but she didn't make it. So.
Aww.
Yeah, but I love her. She's great.
Right, yeah, she's great.
Robin, if you're a big fan of ours and you listen to us and everything... I mean, if you could do what you did with the Pussycat Dolls, and granted, that's all chicks.
Yeah.
Couldn't you build something around Tim and me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the penis
hey.
Cat dolls?
No, the Pussycat Dogs.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be music, but can't you? I mean, where does your mind go? You see Tim and me. Obviously.
I see you guys doing some sort of like singing like all like female songs, but like dressed like super like how you guys are dressed right now.
Right.
Like men. You know, but like female, like songs like
and with dance moves.
Yeah, totally dance moves.
Well, you'd have to teach us those.
I would choreograph it for you guys.
Wow.
Yeah,
all
but
right.
You could sing like, you know, Britney Spears and like Christina Aguilera and sing all those songs.
Perfect.
That would be great, right?
You guys, see, we had a different vibe. We thought we could sell this to you. Jerry Wyschowski here is our board op and producer. He's a very hungry man. Guy's eating all the time, and we want to dress him up. And it was going to be called what the Schwitzinghase, and where he'd sit up on stage in like a catcher's mitt, and people throw snacks at him. He just eats for
That's 20 minutes while
he's singing Avana Gila.
That's sexy.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
I think it's sexy.
How would you dress him for that, Robin? I mean, you've got that producer's mind. What do you see?
I would definitely put you. Well, first of all, I'd put you in a boa because you know I don't walk out of the house without my boa, and probably a little number, a little like lingerie
for Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and maybe you need extensions. You need some like long hair, you know.
Robin Anton is with us. What did you do before the Pussycat Dolls?
What I do before that?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Well, I was dancing. I mean, I grew up. I'm a dancer. I'm a professional
right.
dancer, and then I became a choreographer, and I choreographed all kinds of music videos, and then that was why I started the Pussycat Dolls because I wanted to showcase my choreography and, you know, to be the sexy choreographer.
So when you look at, like, the Laker girls, you're not enjoying them like we are. You're like, oh, that's like a 70s move.
Yeah.
That's BS.
Yeah, I analyze everything, but I have to say at the same time, I respect it all because, you know, I know I've been there. You know, I mean, I used to be out there auditioning, and I know what it's like. So, right. But I am kind of like that sometimes. Like, I could do better.
But is there a new move? Are there always new moves that they've all been done?
Yeah, you know what they have. They've all been done because people are always looking to, like, everybody from sort of, like, back in the day. You know what I mean?
Right.
People look at, like, Michael Jackson and this one and that one, and they're always trying to emulate what they're doing. But that's what's cool about Pussycat Dolls, you know? I mean, seriously, the choreography is, it's unique.
How many Pussycat Dolls are there?
We've got the Pussycat Dolls, the band who, you know, sings Don'tcha and Buttons and all those cool songs, right?
Right, all the hits.
That's all the hits. That's the band. That's the group that I created out of my original group, out of my original concept, which
right.
I started 12 years ago. Okay, then I created Pussycat Dolls Lounge in Vegas. Have you guys been?
Oh, no.
No, where is it?
It's in Caesar's Palace, and it's amazing. Pussycat Dolls Lounge, and we also have Pussycat Dolls Casino. So
where's the casino?
I got girls everywhere.
The casino's in Caesars?
It's in Caesars Palace. Yeah. So when you're, yeah, it's,
no,
you
go there.
You got to go there. I'm telling you. So I got girls there. And then on the TV show, which is February 18th on the CW at 9 p.m.
Right.
It's called Pussycat Dolls Presents Girlicious. And Girlicious is my new girl group. I know. Check out the name. Of course. And it's a new group that I'm creating that's so, I mean, these girls are hot, sexy.
Have you had any of the girls come on and they became Pussycat Dolls and then they decided to be more like the Schwitzinghase and blow up on you?
Oh, yeah. You'll see. You just got to watch the show. I mean, you know, we have a couple of girls that they end up in like a bathtub together. It's really weird.
It's kind of a reality show.
I'm like, what?
But how do you tell people, like in the Pussycat Dolls, how do you tell, you know, the girls you put on too much weight? if you keep going this direction, you're gone.
Well, here's the deal. You know, it's like I never say you got to be super, super skinny because that's not right. You know, I'm not super skinny. I'm all about having a booty. And
yeah, and guys, and, guys and don't want to, super,
no,
super skinny.
Exactly. Guys don't like that. And I know that. So so I'm always telling girls, you know, eat. But stay in shape. You know, you got to get on that treadmill and you got to take dance class.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. It's yeah. You know what? Being a woman, let me tell you, you guys are lucky. We got to do a lot. We got to get up in the morning. We got to, you know, we got to put it all together. You don't even, I mean, you don't.
We don't know. We don't
you don't even know.
No, we know.
You
we
do?
We know. Yeah. We know. It's a pain in the ass to be a woman.
I don't know.
It really
exactly.
is.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
is.
I mean, it truly is.
But it's also really fun. And especially because I get to, I'm like the female Hef.
Right. But, and because also this is going to happen, it may not happen to you because you're very attractive, but most women, and you probably can confirm this, you know, they're in the Pussycat Dolls now in 2008.
Right.
But maybe in 30 years, they look in a mirror and Joy Behar's staring at them. You know what I mean?
But they can say, I was a Pussycat Doll.
Right.
Right.
Right? It's like a girl who danced to like,
right,
you know.
Right, to their six cats, they can say that too.
I mean, look at Anne Margaret. She can, you know, she's Anne Margaret. It's like, you know, you're a Pussycat Doll, you're a Pussycat Doll. But, I mean.
Yeah, but how many anti-Anne Margarets are there?
I know.
All right, hey, Robin Anton. Anton, when's the show on CW?
So it's February 18th at 9 p.m., and it's. You know, CW.
Excellent.
Hot show. You guys got to watch it. You're going to love it.
I will come in sometime.
And I'm on it.
Yeah, it's a very nice
day.
Yeah, please.
I love your show.
Oh, you're so
thank you, baby.
I really do.
Thank you, Rob.
You guys
look
are
at
so
that.
Cool.
She created
so
Pussycat Dolls, man.
She should create something for us. I'm going to be on you to
okay.
create something.
Yeah.
Are you a single woman? Are you married?
Yeah, no, I'm not married.
You're not married, but no. You're not single.
Well, yeah, I am.
Oh,
really?
Babo, look at this. Brian Whitman.
Do you
like how
long it took me to answer? It's just one of those, like, you know, you're going through.
Why did it take?
Are you going through a bad time?
You're going through a bad.
It's not bad. It's just
are you crying? Are you currently crying a lot?
No, I'm not anymore because I'm growing up.
Good, 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 good.
All right, well, as soon as you're over that,
you guys are hot.
As soon as you're over that, come in and Brian Whitman, and I'll buy you two a pizza.
Do you want to have a business relationship?
You guys talk about me like every day.
Well, by the way, no, if you're dating, no, if we were dating,
say hi to me on the show.
You would be a topic on the show all the time, and then we would be like a Hollywood couple. You know, the guy on the radio and. And, you know, the founder, creator of the Pussycat
Dolls. Brian, don't grab her breasts.
Oh, my
like
God.
What's wrong with you, dude?
No, I'm sorry. That was wrong. I'm sorry.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
Okay. It's okay. Whatever. It's
forget
okay.
I did
fine.
That. Forget
okay.
I did that.
Okay.
But
pawing at her like that.
But think about those possibilities. I
mean, okay. All right. Okay.
You know?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Robin.
I'll be listening, you guys.
All right.
Talk to me. Okay.
Robin Anton, thank
okay.
you very much. It's very nice
guys.
To meet you.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right.
Nice
take care. There she goes, everybody. Created the Pussycat Dolls.
Yep.
And my partner, Brian Whitman's like pawing at her.
Well, I didn't paw, Tim. I mean, that's a bit overstated. I did touch. I did.
Yeah, but dude, don't you understand that, like, the radical sense of desperation that comes along with that?
Well, I didn't paw. I just touched her shoulder.
I know, but it looked like you were like going to go down and grab one of her boobs, dude.
But did I?
It looked like it.
Yeah.
It looked like it.
But did I?
It looked like it. But dude, I think you have a shot with her. And she's very wealthy,
yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Very attractive.
Yes, we're
going to
have her back on the show. And
I think you got a shot, my brother.
I think so. I can be, I would be... kind of, you know, the man of the of that entourage, because there's probably no guys with all the Pussycat Dolls. I'd be the guy.
More unbelievable guests backstage of the Grammys. You're not going to believe how huge some of these celebrities are here today. That sound like BS?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, because it was. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Nice to see you.
Have a seat here.
From American Idol, man. Look at you.
Yeah, awesome.
How are you?
I'm stuffing my face with a little bit of Snickers, but I'm good.
All right. And how do you pronounce your last name?
Actually, Guarini.
Guarini?
Yeah, Guarini. We actually were
you
we were
here
over by the stage last year, weren't
yeah,
we?
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Nice to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
And what year were you on American Idol?
I was actually on the very first year.
The very first
very
year.
Very first
huh?
season.
Boy, oh, boy.
5 years ago. Would you believe that? 5 years ago?
Jesus
and then at
Christ.
The end, it was between you and...
Miss Kelly Clarkson.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. F her.
Oh,
and she
no
hasn't
way.
Done anything since. So.
Yeah, no, she hasn't been successful at all. She's just kind of sat around in Texas.
You keep in touch with her?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's doing well. You know what? I think she was just out on tour.
Right.
She may still be.
What are you doing? You're on tour?
No, you're actually working on my third album.
Wow.
I am doing an R&B funk soul project, which, man, it's taken me... take me 5 years to get to this point, so I'm excited. And I'm just happy I've been working for the past 5 years.
Who's the most embarrassing person who's ever come out of American Idol?
Wow, most embarrassing person to ever come out of American Idol. I don't see, you know what?
William Hung, maybe?
You could say, you know what? I was going to say William Hung probably would be the most
obviously
socially right. embarrassing person. But guess what? William Hung has made more money hand over fist doing what he does through appearances and whatnot, and actually is a very, very nice person. So what was an embarrassing situation on the show ended up being very lucrative for him.
Right. Has Paula Abdul gotten weirder over the years?
No. she's just gotten great over the years. I'm trying to break your set.
Oh, don't worry about that. It's fine.
Yeah, okay, that's all right.
Sorry, guys. So, no, she seems like she's just gotten more and more and more. Yeah, sure.
It seems that with American Idol, Justin, that the people who are on the show, usually, and obviously it's not the same for everybody, it never could be, they seem to bond almost like college students. Like you go to college with a guy, you have kind of a bond with him. You go to high school with a guy, you have kind of a bond with him. Seems you're on American Idol with somebody, you have that kind of bond forever with them.
Well, you kind of have to. I mean, you're going through such major trauma and stress. I mean, they're working you from morning till night. And, all you have is each other. You know, you really can't see your family all that much, and you're just working so hard. So, yeah, it's not surprising that people bond like that. Yeah, right. It's like going to war together, for crying out loud, you know?
What about Simon Cowell? You touch with him?
I love Simon Cowell. Yeah. I freely admit that I absolutely love Simon Cowell. And we were really fortunate that first season to be able to hang out with the judges more. We would travel with them more when we were going places because there weren't nearly as many restrictions and regulations. And so we got to know them really well and in a work setting, of course. And it was just he's awesome. He's such a funny, witty guy when you're around him. And he's also extremely honest when it comes to his opinion about.
Now, people know you just as Justin, right? I mean, from American Idol. They
sure.
know who, you know.
Yeah. I'm fortunate that they do.
But very rarely do I hear them, like, say your last name. I mean, you're like one of those guys who, like, Cher. You got one
right.
name.
I don't know about that. Maybe Justin Timberlake has the Justin over me. But,
nah.
you know, it's.
Nobody knows that,
I'm
dude.
Just happy that you know, I get the chance 5 years later that people actually still care. They still remember. You know, I'm working hard on my third album. I work for TV Guide Network, do shows, 2 television shows for them.
Right.
Yeah, and then I do a blog for Comcast Network. And so, you know what? I'm just busy working, doing what I love. And for the past 5 years, we got a rhythm section
right.
going on behind us. Huh?
What do you do for what do you do with the TV Guide Network?
I host 2 shows for them. Both of them are Idol-related. We do an Idol show called Idol Wrap-Up.
Who do you host that with? By yourself?
Kimberly Caldwell, who was on season 2.
Right.
And Rosanna Tavares, who was actually on the original season of Pop Stars, probably the show that really made reality TV what it is in terms of music. But or maybe that was Star Search.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't mean the modern version of it anyway. But I host a couple of shows with them. We discuss everything that is Idol, and it's
now
the
you
number
married?
One shows.
You got kids?
No, I'm single. And I am happy.
Good for you.
Yeah,
stay
yeah,
single,
yeah.
Dude.
I got a nice woman in my life, though, and I'm happy. Yeah.
And
all right.
And
okay.
As soon as she wants to get married, then
run for the hills.
Yeah, go to another go to another country. Leave TV Guide and go to another country. How old are you now?
I'm 29.
Oh, you're only 29.
Yeah.
Wow, you could be Brigitte Nielsen's husband.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I saw her walking around there. She's a tall,
her
tall
husband,
woman.
Her husband's a 29-year-old dude.
Really?
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Get out of town.
No, she sat down and told us her husband's 29.
Wow. How old do you think she is? She's got to be 50.
I would not venture to guess.
50s?
Well, when she did the math, you notice she said she's 15 years older than he is. That would put her at 44.
Mm. I'm 44.
I know it, right. So I challenge that number.
Yeah, it's not 44. I've seen I mean, there are a lot of women who say, you know, I'm 44, but I look 34. But
maybe it's 54?
I don't know when you can't.
She's that old?
Oh, I think she's 54, yeah.
Really?
Easily.
Oh,
all right, Justin,
know.
They're saying you got to go talk to Akron, Ohio.
All right,
Justin
good.
Guarini from the TV Guide
yes.
channel and so many other places.
Thanks, yeah. thanks
thank
for coming
so much,
by,
guys.
Buddy.
Thank you.
Really
Take
appreciate
care.
It.
Thank
all right,
you.
There he goes, everybody. And check out his show on the TV Guide Network, very popular TV Guide Network. Jerry Wachowski is always coming in, going, hey, did you see the TV Guide Network this weekend? All right. It's Conway and Whitman backstage of the Grammys. Don't forget to watch the big show on Sunday night.
Yeah, CBS.
And you will probably hear 10 of these songs by Gamble and Huff. Nice to see you guys. Look
nice
at
you
two.
How are you?
All right. A billion songs, huh?
A billion.
How many have you written?
Well, about 3,500.
But a lot of them have become hits. I mean, the ratio is unbelievable.
Yeah, we've done real well. We're real thankful, you know.
Now, what comes to you first? Do you hear? Do the lyrics come first, or does the music come first? Or is it sometimes different?
Well, it's different, you know. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Our main approach was we come up with different titles, you know, different. I might come in the studio with about 50 titles, and Gamma might have about 50 titles, and, right. and we'll go down the list and pick which ones, you know. And then we talk.
Yep.
Because songs can come out of conversation, too, you know.
So, uh-huh.
You can hear, somebody might say something, you know, that we might, you know.
That's why Brian and I never write songs. We never communicate.
That's right.
What's the biggest hit you've ever had?
Oh, the biggest hit. I don't know. Maybe something like Love Train. And that's a big one, right?
Oh, wow. The OJs?
Yeah, the OJs.
Love Train. Yeah, that's huge.
Now, I always wonder when somebody has a big hit song like that, I always love to ask how long it took to write that song, because you think of how legendary it is and of all of the revenue it must have brought in for you, and I wonder how long it took to put together.
Well, I think, how long did it take us to do that? Maybe about an hour. Once we got it going, that kind of a song just flows. You know, the inspiration comes, and then... Because we talked about that song maybe most half of the day, talked about the concept of it, about how people all over the world should get together and, you know, try to live in harmony with each other and whatever. So we said, let's make it a Love Train. And
wow. Now, so, did you write it for the OJs or they came in later?
Now, if we, the way we work, if we knew that if the OJs was coming in, we would focus
on them.
Yes.
So it wasn't like the two of you were like at an orgy and you went, oh, man, this looks like a Love Train.
No, no. No.
Because, you know, that's the rumor going around.
Is that really? No, nothing close to that. We were looking at the world situation and how so many people are against each other.
Right.
And they got so many things in common. So we said, well, why don't people get together? So we tried to put every country in the world in there. You know, we got England. Next stop we're going to make is England. Tell all the people in Russia, China.
What year did you write that?
What was that, 1972?
In the 70s, early 70s.
Early 70s.
You guys still working your asses off. I'll tell you a song
we wrote about 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
I'm Going to Make You Love Me by the Supremes and the Temptations.
20 minutes?
20 minutes.
Wow. Yeah.
Just spontaneous.
But you know what? It seems like when you hear that song, you think to yourself, wow, that probably took at least a half hour to write. But it's only 20 minutes.
Only 20 minutes.
I'll be grooving on the piano, and Gam will be freestyling.
Yeah.
We have a tape recorder.
Right.
We always had a tape recorder running.
That's
so
right.
The lyrics will be coming off of his head like, wow, you know. And we'll just play the tape back. You know,
right,
when we
right.
get done, and Gam will take the song, and he'll finish it. But most of it will be completed.
All right, Gamble and Huffer with us, probably the two most famous songwriters on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, real prolific guys. I mean, you talk about the songs that you've written. Now, if it takes you 20 minutes to write a song and all of this money comes in, on some level, do you start to feel guilty cashing all those checks for 20 minutes worth?
No. No? No. But
where do you take the money? You go out to Santa Anita at all?
Well, we invested, you know, in the community. We do a lot of good things, you know.
But what's the Jones? I mean, you drop into Hollywood Park or you go to the racetrack and all, horse racing,
no,
anything
no
like that?
No gambling. My name is, I tell people, my name is Gamble, but I don't gamble.
Oh, you should try it, though. It's fun.
It is a lot of fun.
The first thing they told me, because the music business is like up and down, you know, so... Save for a rainy day.
Right.
That's right.
And you're still doing that.
Saving for a rainy
day. Yeah, since 1960.
It hadn't rained. It hadn't
rained that hard.
No raining at all.
This is a good thing.
Yeah. Now, are you guys up for anything this year?
Well, we're going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Fantastic.
March the 10th.
Congratulations.
And we're really happy about that.
Now, forgive me, that's in Cleveland, isn't it?
No, it's in New York at the Waldorf Astoria.
But the museum is in Cleveland.
The museum is in Cleveland.
Right.
That's
okay.
But it's great. And also, we have a... Michael Bublé, he's up for a Grammy this year with Me and Mrs. Jones.
Did you write for
him? We wrote Me and Mrs. Jones.
Oh, wow.
And Keisha Cole is up for a Grammy. She has one of our songs. She sampled one of our songs. And Kanye West.
Wow. Oh, so all over the place.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's wonderful.
Michael Bublé is such a great vocalist.
Yes.
His CDs have been so popular.
Yeah, he did an excellent job on Me and Mrs. Jones, by the way, too.
Have you written any rap songs?
No, but you know, a lot of the rap artists sampled our stuff, you know, like Jay-Z, Kanye West, Tupac, all of them have sampled our music, and hey, it's great. You know, any rappers out there right now, if you know, sample, keep sampling.
If they sample, you get a check.
Well, we get a piece, but more than getting a piece, keeps us current.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keeps us, and it keeps us going, you know, right. Keeps the whole thing going.
All right, the two greatest guys in songwriting, Gamble and Huff. Fellas, nice to see, to meet both of you.
My really? Pleasure.
Wow, look at that.
A couple of legends here. Yeah. Nice
yeah,
to
going
meet you.
To the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
And, boy, oh, boy, that is unbelievable.
Thank you.
All right, gang, we are backstage at the Grammys. It is being brought to you by the Palazzo, everybody. Get out and see that great hotel. And, boy, oh, boy, those are two unbelievable dudes.
Well,
huh?
How about that? You know, you hear they did the, you know, the Love Train, and then they go, you know, and me and Mrs. Jones, that, you know, that slips out that they wrote that, too, you know.
It's wow.
Where it does
I mean, and those guys have got to be worth, you know, what, 70, 80 million each?
I would think so. I mean, that, you know. That
easily.
Because, you know, just think of the residuals. You think of those songs. Just take the, and they mentioned a few, but take the OJ's Love Train. And take Me and Mrs. Jones, which have been done by more than one artist. I mean, these are songs.
Does that go with Mrs. Jones and me?
No, Me and Mrs. Jones.
Oh, yeah, well, that's even better.
Mrs. Jones.
Me and right. Mrs. Jones.
Right.
And then what's that? The Love Train.
Come on, the world.
I'm glad we didn't do this in front of them.
Love Train.
All
yeah,
right.
You know.
It is the Conway Whitman Show backstage at the Grammys. We'd like to thank everybody who participated. Thanks to Westwood One.
Yeah, man.
And everybody who's so gracious to us here at backstage at the Grammys.
Really, the way they have fed us. They,
B29.
H24.
All right. Watch the Grammys Sunday at 8 p.m.
Right.
I believe it starts at 8 p.m.
It does.
It seems like a good hour.
CBS Sunday night.
And then we'll be back Monday right after the Tom Likas show.
Right.
It's Conway and Whitman. Stay tuned for Gretchen and the Lukes, everybody, because the Lukes is back in town.
Yeah. Look out, Gretchen. The Lukes is off the road with something special in mind.
Yeah. They don't create the problems, but they solve life's problems.
That's right. Gretchen and the Lukes.
They don't. They're the sandbox that.
That's right.
Oh, whatever it is.
You got it.
All right. It is Conway Whitman, Gretchen Luke's coming up next. We'll be on Monday right after Likas on 97.1 Free FM.